USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief in Collierville, Tennessee, is saying it may be the deadliest incident the town has seen in many years. One person is dead and 14 hurt when a gunman opened fire at a Kroger supermarket in the suburb of Memphis. The suspected shooter is also dead from what police say appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Richnada Dickerson works at the store. She said she and her co-workers were chased by the gunman.
Kept on shooting, shooting, shooting. He shot one of my co-workers in the head and then shot one of the customers in the stomach.
An independent CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 shot for people 65 and older, also residents of long-term care facilities, and any people with underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Department of Defense was on Capitol Hill. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida, alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's safety and advisory panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right. This has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.